Leviticus chapter 22. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Tell Aaron and his sons to separate themselves from the holy things of the Israelites, which they consecrate to me, so that they do not profane my holy name. I am the Lord. Say to them, If any one of all your descendants in future generations approaches the holy offerings that the Israelites consecrate to the Lord, while he is unclean, that person must be cut off from before me. I am the Lord. No one from the descendants of Aaron who has a skin disease or a discharge may eat from the holy offerings until he is clean. Whoever touches anything that is made unclean by a corpse, or a man who has an emission of semen, or who touches any swarming animal by which he is rendered unclean, or touches a person who is unclean, whatever his uncleanness is, the person who touches any of these will be unclean until evening, and must not eat any of the holy offerings unless he has bathed his body in water. When the sun goes down, he will be clean, and afterward he may eat from the holy offerings because they are his food. He shall not eat an animal that dies by itself or is torn by other animals, and so defile himself by it. I am the Lord. They must keep my charge so that they do not incur sin and die for having profaned it. I am the Lord who makes them holy. No one outside the priest's family may eat from the holy offerings. Not even a priest's guest or hired servant may eat of the holy offering. But if the priest buys any slave with his own money, he may eat it. And those who are born in his house may eat his food. If a priest's daughter marries someone who is not a priest, she may not eat of the holy contribution set apart from the holy offerings. But if a priest's daughter becomes a widow, or divorced, or has no children, and has returned to her father's house, as in her youth, she may eat of her father's food. No one outside the priest's family may eat any of it. If a person eats from the holy offering by mistake, then he must add a fifth to it, and repay the holy offering back to the priest. The priest must not profane the holy offerings of the Israelites, which they offer to the Lord, by allowing those unauthorized to eat the holy offerings, thereby causing them to incur a penalty for guilt. For I am the Lord who makes them holy. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron, his sons, and to all the Israelites, and say to them, When any one from the house of Israel or foreigners residing in Israel presents his offering, whether to complete a vow or as a freewill offering, which they offer to the Lord as a burnt offering, you will be accepted if it is a male without defect. It may be from the cattle, sheep, or goats. But do not offer anything that has a defect, for it will not be acceptable for you. When anyone offers a peace offering to the Lord to fulfill a vow or for a freewill offering from the herd or flock, it must be perfect to be accepted. There must be no defect in it. Do not offer to the Lord any animal that is blind, injured, maimed, or has a running sore, rash, or scabs. You must not offer any of them on the altar to the Lord. A bull or lamb that has a limb deformed, either too long or too short, you may offer for a freewill offering, but to fulfill a vow, it is not acceptable. Any animal that has its testicles bruised, crushed, broken, or cut off, you must not offer to the Lord. You must not do this in your land. You shall not present any such animal as food to God, even from the hand of a foreigner, since they are deformed and there is a defect in them. They will not be accepted for you. Then the Lord said to Moses, saying, When a calf, lamb, or a goat is born, it must stay 7 days with its mother, but from the 8th day on, it will be acceptable for an offering made by fire to the Lord. You must not slaughter a cow or a sheep and its young on the same day. When you sacrifice a thanksgiving offering to the Lord, you must sacrifice it so that you may be accepted. It must be eaten on the same day. You should leave none of it until the next morning. I am the Lord. So you must keep my commandments and do them. I am the Lord. You must not profane my holy name. For I will be holy among the Israelites. I am the Lord who has made you holy. I am the one who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord.